Cuba is still a mystery, but things are changing. Last summer, the U.S. and Cuba reestablished diplomatic relations. In March, President Obama visited the country. And while it is still not legal for Americans to do business with Cuba, many believe it's only a matter of time.
Once the embargo is lifted, I think there's great potential there.
Sue Ashdown is a native Utahn who lives and works in Cuba with Icarus Cuba LLC. They help companies around the world set up business in the island nation.
There was this huge disconnect between everything that I thought I knew about Cuba, everything that we're told about Cuba, and what I actually saw on the ground.
On July 14th, Ashdown is coming back to Salt Lake City to present a seminar at the World Trade Center, Utah.
Basically, just give Utah businesses a realistic snapshot so they can start to think about whether Cuba really makes sense for them as a business play.
World Trade Center Utah President and CEO Derek Miller says even Utah companies who haven't thought of Cuba should come to this seminar.
There aren't many new markets left in the world. I mean, pretty much every market has been opened. So Cuba is one of those last few markets to be opened. And so even if the ground is not fertile right now, It's just a pretty awesome experience to be part of.
Ashdown wants to correct misconceptions.
People often think about rum and cigars and beaches when they think about Cuba, but they don't really know about some of the other powerhouse sections of the Cuban economy, things like biotech, healthcare, information technology.
Those are all key sectors of Utah's economy as well. Ashdown says Cuba has a well-educated workforce, but challenges include limited internet connectivity. But she says that can become an opportunity.
I notice that when people come here, they comment on the fact that they see that people are not tied to their cell phones, they're not tied to their tablets. They have an opportunity for a very rich family life and neighborhood life that is sometimes a little bit lost in societies where the internet access is a little more fluid.
The Salt Lake Chamber did a trip to Cuba just last month. Miller says this seminar with the World Trade Center Utah is a continuation of that partnership.
We figure that Utah businesses need to understand what's happening in Cuba, what are the opportunities, what are the current obstacles.
Get your ducks in a row. Any company who does that will be miles ahead of everyone else who sat back and waited for the embargo to be lifted before they made any move at all.
Ashdown says it's like what the Cubans say, lo que sucede conviene. Sometimes difficulties have their silver lining. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.